Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
I didn't know hanging out with you was making me smarter.
Full disclosure, Morty, it's not. Temporary superintelligence is just a side effect of the mega seeds dissolving in your rectal cavity.
Oh, man.
Yeah, and once those seeds wear off, you're going to lose most of your motor skills, and you're also going to lose a significant amount of brain functionality for 72 hours, Morty. Starting right about now.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk is brought to you by Pub Beer, the official beer of Cheap Fun.
Saw that too. Damn it.
Okay, we apologize.
You know, a lot of people saying Finger Hard has diarrhea.
So it's like a sweet potato pie, except without the crust.
Why is it called sweet potato poo?
Because my mother, that's what my mother told us it was.
And mommy says that's what it's called. And so that's what it's called.
Magistics?
It's chicken.
What up?
I want bourbon.
Come on.
Finally, but not last.
Bye.
What?
My mom is adorably racist.
Ah! So I looked up... Yeah, it's problematic, isn't it?
Yeah, it's problematic. Context, people. Context.
So real quick, I was looking at the salaries, because people are texting in about the second best job in Oregon sports.
Yeah.
Or at Oregon.
Yeah.
Second best sports job at Oregon.
And you would think from a money standpoint, it's just, you know...
Well, Altman makes $3.8 million. So you could, if you go just off of money,
that's tasty.
It's
no Dan Lanning.
If you take everything all-encompassing like he was trying to do,
yeah.
The baseball guy makes $325,000 a year.
Okay.
That's
not going to do it.
Somebody mentioned, No. That's way lower than I thought, because he's good. He's been there a while.
Yeah, they're like fifth in the country.
Somebody texted in men's golf, and they said they can't believe we didn't come up with men's golf because Casey Martin's the
men's golfer.
That
has to pay like $9.
$240,000
a
year. Then...
There's principals that make more than that.
If you get to the track... I looked up the track guy.
Yeah.
He makes $450,000 a year.
Okay.
But I think the sweet spot is Kelly Graves, the women's coach, makes $1 million.
$1 million, you get a long leash...
Easier to recruit. Yeah. You get all the duck bells and whistles.
It's not bad.
I think that's it.
He makes $1 million.
He makes $1 million.
The baseball coach makes a couple hundred grand, huh?
Baseball coach makes $325,000.
Gosh, talk about a bargain.
It's like
basically
salary.
What you're saying is you want to be Dan Lanning.
Yeah, who makes what?
$11 million
now.
You know what? I'm going to cook on your grill.
But I'm not saying that anyone earns $11 million coaching. Let me state that for the record. It's ridiculous. But
what an opportunity.
This is not peeing on anyone's leg.
Oh God. What?
I'm willing to guess and this may just be ignorant because I don't know what the baseball coach does. I don't know what the track and field guy does.
Well, I had to squirt.
Something tells me Dan Lanning's schedule is more packed than four of those coaches combined.
Oh yeah.
You know.
If you're saying earning the money, it's not commensurate with anything, but he does have... Well, he has by far the most pressure.
Yes.
He has by far the most obligations.
Yes.
He's his job stretches him probably more thin than any of the other jobs. He has more student athletes to recruit than any other sport.
And this
more coaches to handle.
Yeah, when you lose a women's basketball game, no one comes after you. You lose one game if you're Oregon, and my God, the sky's falling. And I'm look, everyone would do that. Of course I would take that job because it's $11 million, and if you get fired, you never have to work again. Whatever.
What?
I'm just saying, if you had that job, the average dude, and you had Dan Lanning's job, how long before you were like, I effing hate this? Because I'm guessing it's a week.
Yeah. I don't even know if it's a week.
I don't want that job. I've seen.
Hell no.
I've seen what NFL and college coaches, I've seen up close what that is. There's a reason I didn't go into coaching. I mean, look, and most of those coaches don't end up making any money. But if you climb the ladder, you can make a lot of money, and you can make very good money even being an assistant. But I've seen what goes into that, and I'm telling you, that ain't for me. I have no desire to do that. So is it worth $11 million? No, but that guy earns his money. I'm not saying the others don't, but I do think that there is a there's a reason why some people are making 400 grand and he is making 11.
All right, we have a new and hot, very hot and dangerous high school craze to talk about. It's a high school, it's a social media craze for the high school kids.
Yeah,
yeah, buckle up.
I'm so glad I'm not a kid.
Yeah, it was fun while it lasted.
It was, but yeah,
it's also angst riddled, and
I got no time. It's like one of those, like you go back in time. No, I'm good. I'm happy where I'm at.
We know too much. Things are too complicated. Yeah. We're through the golden age, and now it's Thunderdome.
We're fine.
All right, we'll get to that next on The Fan. Well, forget harmless pranks, Jace.
We're moving on.
We've moved on. The kids these days.
Would you see the guy that did the supposed ding-dong ditch and is now dead?
No.
Yeah, some jackass 18-year-olds, which is, they weren't ding. They're claiming they were ding-dong ditching at someone's back door at like 3 in the morning, and dude came out and blasted them. One of them's dead.
Ooh.
One of them's wounded. He's arrested now, and it's going to obviously go to trial, and the kids are claiming that they were TikTok pranking people with ding-dong ditching at 3 in the morning at the back door, but already there's some reports coming out that they were trying to break into homes. So either way, he came out. He came out as shooting.
That's kind of an interesting one. I guess that would matter, their intent, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yep. So that obviously one's dead and can't testify. The other one is telling the cops that it's just his corpse was like, no, it's he had a note on him. And the one that survived, he's claiming that there was harmless pranks and that the guy came out and just started blasting for no reason. And the guy's like, no, they were at my back door, not the front. You don't ding-dong ditch a front door or a back door.
There's no doorbell.
And supposedly now they're saying that there may be other neighbors that are saying they saw them trying to break into other homes. And so now obviously this is going to go to
Well, if you're
trial.
Doing a TikTok prank, where are the videos of all the other pranks you were doing?
Yeah.
Right.
So this is, you know, either way, like this whole thing about like these, some of these TikTok challenges and some of these pranks that people are doing. I saw one not too long ago where people were going up to people at ATMs and grabbing them from behind. Like, while they were taking out money.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm like, what? Do you want to get shot? Like, is that, like, I mean.
You're going to get punched.
You're going to get punched, or in this case, the dude got shot. You know, whether they were meaning to prank people or not. Not a good idea to start pounding on people's doors and shaking handles at 3 in the morning.
Since when have the kids had good ideas?
It's a valid point.
TikTok's latest trend has students setting their Chromebooks on fire.
Why?
Well, it sparks an evacuation, and they have to follow safety protocols, and they get out of class. They get out of...
It's
hashtag Chromebook Challenge.
I think these are school-issued Chromebooks, so it's like they're not theirs. Yeah. You're not destroying your own thing.
Aren't you responsible for your... I don't know.
I think then you're like, well, I guess I don't have to use a Chromebook anymore.
I guess.
I don't know.
The dangerous stunt encourages kids to jam metal objects like paper clips and push pins into the charging ports of their laptops, causing electrical short circuits that can ignite fires.
Nothing will cease to amaze me. you just decided to who comes up and decides that this becomes a like a trend?
Well, again, TikTok.
TikTok.
All it takes is one kid to do it, put it on there, and it's apparently
they did the Tide Pod challenge, for God's sake. They were swallowing liquid detergent.
Yeah.
Detergent pods.
They said it started in Connecticut. Some kid did it in Connecticut. And now they have kids from schools in California, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Rhode Island, Wisconsin, and Washington. Mm. The schools have issued warnings about the trend.
What? You need to issue a warning to not light your Chromebook on fire?
Or maybe just warning the schools, hey, kids are doing this. Keep an eye out. Stay vigilant.
I will say that if you're in class and you're looking for a way to get out of class,
starting a literal fire is a pretty good way.
Yeah. Until someone burns down and dies or, you know, I don't know, the arson.
Buck and I were talking about this during the break, and it's the idea, the kids now, they don't give an F.
No.
There used to be a slight fear, a threat of getting, you know, whether it's getting swatted by a parent or losing something of, like, consequence. Like, that is kind of gone with the current generation.
Oh, my God, so gone. It's the era of what the hell are you going to do about it?
Yeah. See, remember what I said the other day, that I feel like we're now living in a world where there's no fear of getting punched in the face. And I'm not saying that getting punched in the face is a good thing, but having the threat or knowing that it's a possibility, I do think
keeps a lot more people in line.
It does. And I just think, make America great again. Let's start punching kids in the face. That's going to be my platform.
Wow.
I feel like we need, and not just kids, young adults, Karens, Bills, whatever. More and more people need to understand that if you cross a line, there will be consequences. Because like you said, no one, I see it all the time. The kids don't care. You said it best. We are living in an era of what are you going to do about it? And for the most part, people are like, nothing. I'm not going to do anything about it. And
they can't. Like, especially in schools, you can only do so much as a teacher, right?
Oh, have you seen some of these horrible clips where, like, the students beat the hell out of the teacher? The teacher will, like, try to take away a cell phone or whatever, and some, like, big 17-year-old just winds up and drills the female teacher in the face. And he's like, she took my phone! You're like, these poor teachers. There's, like, nothing they can do.
They just don't give an F, man.
No. No, they don't.
I don't know how that started, but...
Yeah.
I kind of respect it.
Oh, and I, you know, you hear it from like kids, like calling child protection services on parents. Like if a parent tries to discipline a kid, they're like, I'll call the cops on you. You're like, oh my gosh. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is other than, you know.
It's like the youth has played enough games of chicken and won enough of them that they're like, all right, let's see.
I think they've just seen that. Yeah. It's just, there's not a lot adults can really do when you really push them.
Yeah.
And they've seen enough of that.
Yeah, they figured it out.
All right, watch this.
Yeah. Well, now you see, like, there's 13 and 14-year-olds that are stealing cars, and then...
They're just about that action, boss.
And that's the scary one, is that the young kids like that realize they don't go to jail.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, there was that one horrible story where the couple kids that were in their early teens, and they stole a car, and they ran down like a former sheriff. He was a retired guy on his bicycle, and they filmed themselves doing it, and they laughed about it. And then when they got arrested, it's on camera. You can see it. When they arrested them, the kids laughed and were like, we'll be out of jail in less than a year. And they're like 15, and they're like, they just killed someone. And they're like, we're not going to jail. They're like, we don't care. He said that attitude is really quite terrifying. In a lot of cases, they're right. There is no real consequences for it.
Do you know what our best option as adults is now?
Punch him in the face, punch him in the face.
No.
No.
Once again, no. We got to take their phones. We got to start punishing them with their phones. I'm serious. Because there's this whole thing about their phones, like you can't take their phone. That's you know, that's their life, and that's how they can. No, dude, you lose your. I'm telling you, they'd think twice if they lost their phones for a year.
Is it possible?
A year?
Is it possible? Like, because like you do that when like people get caught like hacking systems, they get banned from computers. Wouldn't that be something if the law started just saying you are banned from a cell phone?
Yeah.
For 1 year. And if you're caught with one,
you're going to jail.
You're going to jail.
Or what if you could ban people from all social media platforms? Right. Like if you needed a government code to access your Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat, whatever it is, and like that gets revoked if you F up.
I love this. This is the way to keep the little S heads in line right there.
They need something. That maybe, I don't know, having a parent that doesn't have his head up his ass, but...
Yeah, that's a lot of it, too. It's parenting.
Yeah. Well, and unfortunately now, the idea of, like, you know, as someone said on the text line, said, a lot of these people to pull these stunts want people to fight back because they get to sue and it helps build their brand. And that's true. Like, the idea now is, like, anything to build the brand. One of these dip S's, he's a Russian guy. You remember the guy that squirted Tom Cruise in the face with the water?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. It's like Vitaly something or other. So he was running, you know, he's famous. He goes all over the world and does this. And I don't remember if it was in the Philippines or South Korea, but they arrested his ass, and he's staring at like a 10-year prison sentence. Like, they're hitting him with,
arrested,
like,
him for what?
Oh, various things. Harassment. They got him for, like, theft and intimidation and public nuisance. Like, they're like, no bail. They've got him in jail, and he is staring down like a 10-year prison sentence. And like some of the Asian countries are trying to, because a lot of these pranksters go to these Asian countries where, you know, it's very civil and, you know, the people are very orderly and they like causing mayhem on the streets. And some of these Asian countries are starting to crack down and saying, no, dude, don't come here and do this. We're putting your ass behind bars. I mean, some of the stuff you see out there, some of the videos, they're not pranks. It's literally, to me, it's crimes. There was a group of people in the UK a couple years ago, maybe a year or two ago. Their prank was they opened people's front doors and just walked into their homes and then wouldn't leave. And the people would be like, what the hell? And they're like, we're here for the party. And the people are like, get out of my house. And they're like, no. And they just wouldn't leave. And they would stay in people's homes. And that was their prank. And you're like, dude, you're going to get shot. You're going to get killed. But this, I don't know, it's all for the sake of content. You got to put out content.
For the gram, baby.
Yeah.
All right, well, it's the new trend. Hasn't hit Horgan yet. Did I just say Horgan?
I feel like you said Horgan. You got some plans later on? Good old Horgan.
Don't get me wrong, I like the tatted up whore too.
You do have a track record.
Hasn't hit Oregon yet, no. But it's
it has
kids,
hit Oregon though.
High school kids lighting their Chromebooks on fire.
What would you do if Meat was in high school and he came home and like they called you into school and they're like, your son lit his Chromebook on fire so that he could film it for TikTok?
I would take his phone until he worked enough to buy his own effing computer. Not kidding.
Jeez.
This is my new bit.
Yeah.
So I think this is the way. I really do.
Take phones.
But
take
then the teacher phones. Goes, well, if he doesn't have his Chromebook, he can't do his homework, and if he can't do his assignments, then he'll fall behind, and then what do you do?
Fall behind, bitch.
Yeah. Because they do give you that one all the time. I need it for school.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, oh, so make me more of a truant by not doing anything else after this.
All right. When we come back, kids do suck. They're the worst. The states where people aren't living any longer than they did in 1900.
That's not good, Mississippi.
Here's Buck.
Make America great again. Let's start punching kids in the face.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, real quick, back to the Pope.
Yeah.
Before I get to my next story.
What do we got on the Pope?
Well, I just think it's cool. We talked about this at the start of the program.
Yeah.
But the fact that the Pope is American makes that position feel a little more normal or common.
Yeah.
And also just connected to us collectively.
Yeah.
The Pope seemed very distant before.
Yeah, dude.
No, he grew up in Chicago.
But this guy's just a baseball fan from Chicago.
Yeah.
And so there's a video that's floating around out there from the 2005 World Series. It's game one of that series between the White Sox and I think it was the Astros, right?
Yeah.
And there's a crowd shot, and it's the freaking future Pope.
Really?
Yes.
Is he like...
He's a White Sox fan. He's just hanging...
Is he in White Sox?
He's in White Sox gear, yeah.
Well, what do you think he's in a
Pope outfit? Like, I thought maybe he was not the Pope. Well, he wasn't.
Well, sometimes
Pope.
Like when nuns are out in public, like they're in all their nun gear.
But this
you know?
Was 2005.
Well, I was thinking maybe priest.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, he could still be in cardinal gear or something. Like.
He was in White Sox gear.
Well, you'd be a Catholic priest before you'd be a cardinal. So I thought maybe because I've seen the Catholic priests out and they're wearing the collar. I think Catholic priests wear the collar most of the time.
Might have been camouflaged with the White Sox gear, same colors.
So what do I Google Pope at a game?
Yeah, White Sox.
If you go to Twitter and just put in Pope World Series, it'll come up.
They're the freaking Pope.
And it's like a cutaway between Bobby Jenks pitches, and it's just there he is.
It's crazy to think, like, if you're, you know, it just makes you wonder when you see a crowd shot, right?
Yeah.
And you look at different people, which is one of my favorite things about sports, crowd shots.
Oh, absolutely.
It's like, who are you looking at? What do they do? And it's sure enough, in 2005, some random crowd shot, you're looking at a future Pope.
Yeah, look at that.
He's just, you know, regular dude.
I'll be damned.
Do you think that's the only time a Pope has ever been, like, a future Pope has ever been seen at a sporting event?
No, because a lot of those Pope, like the last Pope was Argentinian, right? I guarantee that guy was at soccer games.
He's watched some messy games.
Yeah, he loves soccer. They said he loves soccer.
Yeah, big soccer guy.
But has there been a crowd shot with him in it?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I mean, it's a rare thing.
Well, just imagine, like, what's weird is if, because I saw that video. So he's there with, like, his brother.
Yeah.
But imagine, like, today we're watching that and you realize that you're the guy that was sitting by the Pope.
Next to the future Pope.
Yeah. I told you, I think I've said this before, but the only person that I've ever known that's in anything like that is we had a DB of ours. I was in Utah when the Jordan last shot against the Jazz when he won his sixth title. And one of my DBs is in that photo of Jordan holding the shot.
That's cool. That's really cool.
Yeah. You can go find him. Justin Anderson. You can find him like in a yellow polo.
Wow.
Yeah. And he was... That's always one of those weird things. Every time I see that photo, I can't help myself but like zoom in on it and be like, oh, dude. And he's like biting his nails, looks all nervous.
I don't know. Just when you think of the Pope, you just think that sports would be way beneath them, you know? Like they're just, that's not something they could bother with.
And but, also, just like, wouldn't you go around the city being like, I wonder if the Pope's had a slice here? I wonder if he's had a dog here. You think he's gotten coffee over here?
Well, but you got to remember when, I bet you don't really start getting into the weird religious. I mean, that's a bad, I don't mean to say it like that. Like,
well, but it is.
But just deep into the religious.
Deep
stuff.
Into the stuff, probably until you're well into your, like, by the time you're a cardinal. And you're into like your 60s, like then I'm guessing you have probably put away a lot of those earthly things.
Yeah, I think they said like one of his big things is he spent a ton of time in Peru. As like a seminary or something like that. So
did the Cardinals go? I mean they to live, a baseball game.
They live lives. I mean,
I know, but I don't know. Is it like isn't most of their schedule church things?
And that's what I'm saying. I think by the time you reach that point. Then you are drinking from the fire hose, as you like to say. But before that, you're just a priest, and you know you got your parish and all that, and you're probably just you're a normal dude.
I have a kick-ass priest in my down the block from me.
Yeah,
yeah, he walks to work every day. Nicest guy in the world. Waves. Well, and he goes. He's got a cool old truck, and he goes with wood paneling on it. And he goes paddleboarding every morning.
Yeah, he's just a cool guy, huh?
Yeah. Oh, he's great.
Yeah.
Really nice guy, actually.
It's like the Mormon version of the Pope would be the prophet. They call, they think he's the president of the church.
What do they think he knows?
Well, that's a whole, they call him the prophet, right?
They think only so many people are getting into heaven.
No, that's Scientology. Or not Scientology. No. Oh. Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, I thought you guys had that too.
No, the JWs have the 144,000. Mormons, you get your own planet, though.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Well, I don't.
I didn't know that.
You don't.
When I die?
You do not. And
why?
I do not.
Why not? Why not me?
You got to do, like, things.
Bad things.
We didn't do those things.
That's why they don't let you into those temples.
Bingo.
By the way, it looks like Pope John Paul II attended soccer matches.
Did he?
Yeah.
But as the Pope, though, right? Like with his Pope.
Correct. Well, I'd have to imagine he also did it before he was the Pope.
But like, so in the Mormon church, they have their, like, the prophet, and then there's like the first presidency, and then there's like 70. That's like their cardinals, you know? They call it like it's like the quorum of the 70 or something. And that's like their cardinals. And you work your way up. And I've met people that are like on that. I've met like those, and they all have jobs, and they're like, they're like surgeons and doctors. And then you find out like on Sunday, they're like making, you know, they're making decisions that affect, you know, $1 trillion worth of finances and like, you know, millions of people. And you're like, that's weird. So, I mean, it's like that, but you reach a certain point. I think when you get into like the top 12, then I think everything stops and you just go and you're just, that's all you do.
You're giving your life to the to the church.
You don't have a job anymore, and you live in Salt Lake, and I don't know what you do, but you do church stuff.
Go to Mammoth games.
Yeah, I don't think so. And all my years down there, we had one, like the prophet came to one of our games, and that was because our coach was retiring. So I think that's it. My guess is it's something similar. I'm guessing every church has a structure like that. And you reach a certain level where you get to like think of like American Idol. You get to like the final 12, and now you're in. That's all you do.
And they completely give you a makeover.
Yes.
Give you a funny little hat.
Yes. It's that whole thing, man. You get like, you know.
Now you're in.
Yeah, you're in. And at that point, you can't go and do normal stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
All right. Well, I hope he's happy now.
Someone saying the chances that Leo throws out a first pitch. Yes. Yes. Never happened, but
in his little outfit?
It would be phenomenal if he came out there in the robe with the hat. And I'd like to picture Leo with a big leg kick. You know? Big.
His balls flop.
Yeah,
out.
Kind of like a Sandy Koufax-ish yes! motion. Although I yes. mean Sandy not just
big old exaggerated leg kick. You know, really get it up there. And you know, the Pope's out there bringing heat. I would give anything to see that. By the way, I don't think the church would let him do that.
What do they wear under there?
I think nuns have thrown out first pitches.
Have they?
I think so.
Like a sister?
Yeah.
You know, sister?
Well, Sister Mary. Yeah, Sister Jean yeah, threw out the first pitch.
Did she throw the first pitch?
Yeah, she struck out Javier Baez.
I thought she mostly sat around in a wheelchair and watched Loyola Chicago.
No, she threw out a first pitch at the Cubs game. Okay. And Javi Baez, so somebody superimposed Javi Baez into the shot, and he swings and misses. It's pretty funny.
Is it?
Well, because he had the reputation of chasing everything out of the zone, and she missed big time, and he swung anyway.
So. Well, she's 98 years old, or 115 years old. I don't even know how old she
is. Yeah, she missed the zone.
Can you imagine if somebody thought Javi Baez really struck out, like Sister Jean struck out Javi Baez?
Hey, I saw it on the internet. You know who would fall for that? The BTJ.
Would she?
Dude. She sent me she sent me one today. She sends me stuff all the time. She's Ryan Buckley thinks that she is gullible and can get ball sacked. She sends me stuff all the time that is clearly photoshopped or not real. And it's followed by, can you believe this? And then I half the time, I don't even have the heart to tell her.
Like, no, I can't because it's not real.
Yeah, I'm like, sorry, honey, that's... She sent me a photo today of, you know, Eminem's a grandfather now.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, that's right.
And his daughter, you know, had a boy, and so there's a photo circulating of. Let me pull it up here.
I'm sorry, but the Sister Jean striking out Javi Baez video
is amazing.
It's amazing. You got to go see it. She's 103.
Have you seen the other one they've done now? Somebody has like taken AI and they've made the Pope like Chris Jenkins of Villanova, and they've had him coming down the court on the final possession and like busting the game winner in the national championship. It's great.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of stuff with him and the Villanova bro, yeah, the Knicks guys.
Yeah,
and
I've seen that. I've seen some stained glass that people are doing of the final shot to beat North Carolina. Like in the Vatican, like we need some new stained glass. But yeah, it's a photo of Woo. Dr. Dre, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg, and like Eminem, and they're like holding Eminem's grandchild, and it's just, it's not even a good.
You're telling me that didn't happen?
That did not happen. And then she eventually goes, wait, I think this photo's fake. She goes, that baby kind of looks black because Eminem's daughter is white, and so is the husband. So is the husband. And I said, honey, I didn't even have the heart to tell you. She's like, damn it. She's like, these AI photos are getting too good. She can be fooled by anything. If you just took, you could take any photo and just roughly cut your head out and paste it on top of it and be like, check this out. She'd be like, oh my God.
Wow.
So realistic.
It's, she gets fooled a lot. So I bet you I could send her. I gotta look up this Sister Jean photo. What do I look like? Sister Jean.
It's not a photo. It's a
Sister
video.
Sister Jean
video.
Javi Baez is what you want to look up.
She's in her wheelchair. She's 103, and she basically just underhands the ball like maybe 3 feet.
Yeah.
And Javi whiffs.
Chases out of the zone.
I wonder if I could send this
to her and be like, look at this nun strike out this baseball player.
Seems unlikely, but. I did see
it. She's like, oh my God. Who is that guy? He's terrible.
Dude, at least once a week I get sent something by her that I then have to I'm like, honey, that's not real. Oh.
All right. Well, back to the drawing board.
Yeah, sister. So Sister Jean is still kicking then, huh?
Yeah, she's still alive.
God bless
her. See how old she is.
She's over 100 now, right?
She's 105.
Man.
Underhand in that ball.
Now you're going to do another one of Is She Hot segments?
Come on. Don't be ridiculous. Look at her.
You did it with a 115-year-old.
Well, she wasn't bad looking.
What about young Sister Jean? Was young Sister Jean?
Not so great.
Mm.
Really? She looks like a mean nun.
I hate to say this, but I feel like Sister Jean has been 85 years old for her entire life.
85 years.
Yeah. It's. At no point did Sister Jean ever look like a young woman. I'm convinced of that.
Well, the hard part is you can't really see her hair under the absurd nun garb.
Yeah. Dude, this photo has to be 60 years old, I guess, because she looks... I mean,
yeah, she's probably in her 30s or 40s there.
And she's... You have no idea how old she is.
Dolores Schmidt.
She's just been old forever.
Whacking kids across the fingers with a ruler.
Right? Those mean old
bitches. Old bags.
Make America great again. Let's start punching kids in the face. That doesn't even apply.
You
now
get
you're
the
just
nun
throwing
vote.
It out there. No, you can't punch a nun in the... Nuns don't deserve to get punched in the face.
No, I didn't say punch nuns. I'm saying the nun, like the nuns that
the nuns
teach.
Are hitting kids.
Yeah. That's true. And you know what? I think people were probably better for it. You're telling me those little S-Eds weren't better off with Sister Jean racking a ruler across their beak every now and then?
Shove that straight up your little kid ass.
What if we found out that, like, when she died, that a bunch of people came forward with accusations that Sister Jean was just tougher than a $2 steak? It was just, she beat kids and just was...
Never wore underwear. But seriously, what does the Pope wear under that thing?
I think he's got undergarments.
Are they
does
special?
Does he have a brand he likes? Is he a Fruit of the Loom briefs guy? Like, what
do you
doing?
Get special? I don't know why, but I picture him in a one piece. Like a 19...
Oh, like the old man underwear?
The old man underwear?
No.
The Mormons have a one piecer.
Well, I know. You guys have the magic underwear.
Yeah, but you can get him in a one piece. You can get him in a jumper. My grandpa used to wear... You didn't live until you came out and saw one Newell K. Brown in a onesie garment.
The healthiest boy in Utah?
Yeah, the healthiest boy in Utah. Yeah, it's a one piece, but it was slit down the backside so that you didn't have to take it off to go to the bathroom.
Nice.
And he would just wear that thing around the house. I was like, oh my God, that's the oldest thing I've ever seen. And yet it kind of worked because his name was Newell.
All right. Well, I didn't get to what I wanted to there. Maybe we can do it next.
Probably not.
Tune in to find out on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
The Cavaliers are up by 16 with 9 minutes to play, so clearly the Pacers have them right where they want them.
Right. That's what that means.
This is a guaranteed Pacers victory.
People are weighing in on what popes and nuns wear.
Mm-hmm.
Priests and nuns.
Like under or?
Well, both, but... So the Pope, I'm just for my own information.
Sure.
And anyone who is like me, it doesn't know what the Pope wears outside of the white robe. Does the Pope always wear the white robe? Like everywhere he, if he is seen, it's he's in that. Or does he dress down like other Catholic priests? Because they were talking about like the Catholic priests who wear like black pants, black shirt, and they have the collar.
Yes.
That's like my neighbor.
Yeah.
But the Pope never does that. The Pope's
He
does?
Yes. Because when, I know this for a fact, because when my Rose, the lady was taking me around, all the photos she was showing me with Bennett or Francis, he was not in Pope gear.
Oh, really?
Like she had photos.
What was
of
he in?
She had photos of them eating and things. And
Levi's 501s?
No, but he was not in. He was not in full.
So the white robe is just for public appearances.
Nice pleated Dockers.
I'm trying to remember what exactly he was wearing, but it was not full. It was not a full thing. And I think is it a cassock? I think is the like the
a cossack.
Cossack. Yeah. So I think when he's just around and no one's there and like it's behind the scenes, I do not think he has to wear the robes. But when I think he goes out, he has some version of that. Yes. AI right here. No, the Pope does not always wear the same type of robe. The Pope's primary attire consists of a white. What was it? You said it was a
cossack.
Cossack, a long ankle length clerical coat, and that. He wears the skull cap, but he also wears different robes for various occasions. For example, he may wear a red cape. There's a short cape during certain ceremonies.
Leo's going to just go back to his lair after a hard day of poping and just toss on a White Sox t-shirt.
Probably throw on his Ditka jersey.
I think when he's away from everything, yes.
With no pants?
He probably puts on some normal
clothes. His oversized Ditka jersey and no pants?
Da Pope.
But it looks on here that he has like three kind of formal attire when he goes out. So when he goes out, he will always be in one of these three Pope outfits.
Can you imagine having to wear a robe every time he went out?
Seems comfortable like or not really?
It looks really nice. I saw a thing on CBS did a thing on the tailor who outfits the popes. Mm-hmm. It's a long-standing business there in Italy, owned by a family, and they were talking about it. And it does seem pretty posh and comfortable, but I wouldn't want to wear it every day.
Well, I think it's like when you're a normal church leader, you're probably wearing a suit and tie anytime you're out, but you're not always going to be wearing that when you're at home. He's not going to bed in that thing.
Like I said, he's going to bed in his oversized Dickie jersey with no pants on.
I picture him in a sleep shirt, Ebenezer Scrooge style.
He just looks like a pope.
Yeah, I think that's part of the deal.
You got to look the part.
Yeah. If you look like
sensible glasses.
If you look like me, you're not being the pope.
All right, we got to go. We are back Monday, 3 to 7 on The Fan. Everybody have a great weekend. Good night.
Ships of Spain, red ships of Spain.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Audacy podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.